This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A Douglas County deputy was justified when he fatally shot a man on an I-25 on-ramp in April. CPR's Megan Verley has more on the district attorney's decision.
The DA found that Samuel Yeager fired three shots at officers. Deputy Christopher Lipolis returned fire, killing him instantly. The incident started when the 23-year-old went hiking with a college classmate, bringing along a rifle for sport shooting. Afterward, the friend called 911 to say Yeager was acting in an irrational and threatening way, and that he'd left Yeager at an off-ramp. When a deputy arrived, Yeager ignored commands to drop his rifle and eventually lay down and appeared to take aim at officers. Investigators found the shooting justified to protect the safety of law enforcement and nearby motorists. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
A second Coloradan has won the state's $1 million giveaway for people vaccinated against COVID-19. Stephanie Ward of Littleton says she and her husband have each worked two jobs to support their family during the pandemic. They plan to use the money to pay off debt and cover college tuition for their two children. The state will randomly pick three more people to each win $1 million if their vaccination records are accurate. The Denver Nuggets return home tonight for the next game in their second round playoff series. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Nuggets are down 2-0 in the best of seven series against the Phoenix Suns, but the team could be heartened by a couple developments this week. Center Nikola Jokic was named NBA's Most Valuable Player for the year, a first for the Nuggets. And for the first time these playoffs, Ball Arena will host a full capacity crowd to cheer the team on. It's more than 18,000 fans. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
And this is CPR News. Speaking of the Nuggets, it's been a record-breaking year for star player Nikola Jokic. Nuggets coach Michael Malone says Jokic puts the team before himself.
If Nikola was all about me, 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 we wouldn't have had the success, and I don't know if he would have had the success.
CPR's Vic Vela tells us how Jokic went from being upstaged by a Taco Bell quesarito to the NBA's most valuable player. That's coming up at 4:50. Then how do you spell blank? Which word do you think Coloradans needed help spelling the most? You'll find out at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Stick around. Right now it is 77 degrees in Denver. Tonight it'll be 55. This is CPR News.